have to let go, like this. We should follow. If you want to be pure devotee, then you must follow. When doing kirtan, not seeing here and here, or doing kirtan or not, not like this. You should try to understand the meaning and totally observe in this kirtan. Then you can gain anything, otherwise not. So this song should be done like daily, reminding our senses that we should follow. Go on. You can understand it? Yes. Very quickly.
As Srila Gurudev explained, this is a song of Sharanagati. Sharanagati is not exactly bhakti, but it is the door of bhakti. And without the six principles of bhakti, of Sharanagati, no one can enter the realm of bhakti, which is ultimately service to Radha Krishna in the transcendental land of Goloka Vrindavan.
Oh, you should try to promise that from today, just now, we will follow this. If you want to be devotee, and if you really don't want to be devotee, then you should not. You can
go home.
No harm.
Beginning anukul yasya sankalpa, pratikulya vivardhita.
Very soon, no time. So,
okay.
Very quickly.
So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, I'm offering my mind to you, my body to you, my family to you, everything to you, and who is to you? Nandakishore. And this Nandakishore is more specifically named in the last verse of the song, that is Radhanath. He who's not, or Lord, is
Manasa God. Deha Geha Jo Kichumura. Arpinu Tua Pade Nandakishore. What is the meaning?
It means my mind, my body, and my family, and whatever I possess, I'm offering at your lotus feet, O Nandakishore.
Not by only word, but by action and truly. Not that I'm giving you, but lock and key you with me. Not like this. Totally, sir. Giving him.
Then in the next verse, he's showing his unconditional surrender. In bad fortune or in good fortune, whether there are problems or no problems, in any condition, I'm taking shelter of your lotus feet with full faith that simply by remembering you and offering everything to you, all problems are solved automatically. Whereas if I think of my problems, then only more problems come because I make a bridge with the conception of problems. So now I don't take any more responsibility.
If I have given everything to you, not a lot of faith, or not to worry for this. What should I do? What should I do? Oh, this problem, not that. Oh, Krishna will solve it. You should only be like dogs. Oh, making some Pahara,
like a god
always. And you should be free from maintaining yourself. We are like god, dogs of Krishna. No harm.
Then in the third verse, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you can slay me or protect me as you like, because I am your eternal servant. Not that I want you to protect me and maintain me bodily, but whatever condition you put me in, I take that as your mercy, and I'll serve you with whatever I have.
Understanding the meaning? What Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling. Whether you are looking after me or not, whether I am happy or unhappy, in all circumstances, I am yours. Now it is your job to look after me or not. But I have given to you everything. So I never worry. If death is coming, problems are coming, or nothing, I will be like dog, always sitting on your door. If you are giving some remnants like dog, I will take, otherwise I will wait for that. I will only chant and remember. This is Sharanagati, real. Whether you are giving me good things, or you are giving me so many things, problems, no harm, now I am happy. I have given everything to you. Then.
I have given everything to you means including my mind. So my mind will never be on what you give me or don't give me, because my mind is in you and your instructions and your prayers and your pastimes. And I'm also not asking you for liberation. In the next verse, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, if I have to be born again, then I beg you that I can be born in the house of your devotees. In one other prayer, which is Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur's commentary on Lord Chaitanya's Shastakam, he said, you can make me a bird or a beast. Whatever I have to become from my sinful reactions, it doesn't matter. Still, I only want you. Even if you put me in those lower conditions of life, I'm not asking you for any material condition, only that I want association of your devotees. He says, not only do I want to take birth as your devotee, but it does in the house of your devotee, but it doesn't even matter how I'm taking birth in the house of your devotee. That is, even if I'm taking birth as a worm in the house of your devotee, even that's satisfactory to me as long as I can think of you. But if I take birth as any Lord Brahma in any universe, if that Lord Brahma is adverse to you, even though he controls the whole universe, I don't want that kind of birth. Then he says, I only have one desire, that I can get the association of those devotees or any pure devotee of yours who's free from any material desire and who only wants to be with you in a relationship with you. And you are my every relation. Ultimately, we have a relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world in a specific way. But as Srila Gurudev said, Sharanagati begins from the beginning of bhakti. Therefore, here in this world, Krishna is my everything. Krishna, you are my father, you are my son, you are my beloved, you are my friend, you're my supporter, you're my lord, you're protector. I don't know anything that you're not to me. You're everything to me. So I'm not dependent on any other father, on any other son, on any other relationship. So this is the beginning, and then ultimately, Krishna and we have a specific relationship in the spiritual world, and all other relationships come from that relationship. So he's concluding that, O Radhanath, means, O you who are whose Lord is Radharani, who are subservient to Radharani, and this is the mood of all Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is Rupanuga Varayate. He's the greatest of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas and servants of Srila Rupa Goswami, who prefer to see Krishna serving Srimati Radharani. So he says, O Radhanath, you are my entire life and soul. I have no independent life, but only you.
Yeah. So, and now I'm hearing so many from the mouth of devotees. There are so many problems. My wife has left me. Now my children are like orphans. So many problems. Some lady devotees coming, very big problem. My husband has left me. I have nothing to do. What should I do? Can you help? So many problems. They try to this, do this, that, but everywhere fell. Everywhere fell. Because the root of all these problems is that you are not Saranagat. You have no relation with Krishna and you have no trust in Krishna, no belief in Krishna and His name. That is all problem coming. Krishna has not advised you that, oh, you are Brahmachari for 13, 14, 20 years in mutt of Swamiji, your Prabhupada. He was so merciful and he engaged. Has he told that you should go and marry? Krishna has advised you that make a boyfriend or girlfriend? Has he told? Who brought all these problems? Myself. Yourself only. You made problems all. If you are like this, always serving Krishna and depending on Krishna, any problem cannot come. Can any problem come for Sukadeva Goswami? Any problem for Nada Goswami? Always depending on Krishna. So anyone, we are also dependent on Krishna. That is why no problem at all. To whom we touch, problems go. What is the meaning of touching? If you want to touch, then you should try to follow from today that Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, He has created whole world and He is supporting nursing whole. Then why He cannot support you and nourish you? Why problem? It is that you are making all problems. You are the root cause of all problems. Krishna wants to take you out of problems, but you are making. There was one nation, then you were not satisfied, again two daughters, one son, again more, and they become some matured they were, and they were deadly against you, with you and you, her mother, making so many problems now. So, for this, you should be Saranagat. Name is more merciful than Krishna, you should know. More merciful. Krishna has invested His all mercy, power, opulence, everything, His mercy in Krishna name, but you are neglecting. You are depending on your own job and making some money. And this making money, making more problems. Problems after problems after problems. You can realize all these things. Because Shastra has told all these things. You cannot be happy by this, solving all these problems. Only one problem is in the root of all what? You have forgotten Krishna. You are neglecting Krishna. Krishna name. Especially Krishna name in this Kali Yuga. Chant like Haridas Thakur and you will see that Lakshmi will come and follow you. Oh, how can I serve you? Have you this faith? We have this faith. And that is why Lakshmi is always with us. But we told that, wait a little, I have no service. Please be very far away. We also fear from the shadow of Lakshmi Devi. What to tell Lakshmi Devi? So you should be like that and you will see, oh, very, very good, very good. No problem at all, no problem at all. Krishna will quickly solve all the problems. Yes, sir. Very quickly. Have you not decided yet? Oh, decided first. Then both. And very quickly, very quickly. No time. permission has been given to serve Krishna. You have been admitted in the class of initiation. You have not received initiation. Try to understand. You have been admitted in the class of association. Diksha means the Dibyagan, transcendental knowledge. You have not received, but you should try to have transcendental knowledge for your guru from other devotees. No? You have come in the process, but actually not diksha. Only fire sacrifice will not give diksha. You should follow and practice like this. And cha means, oh, like a skalan, like washing. All bad your activities, bad practices, unwanted things, anartha, sinful activities, are washed by this process. But it is still not washed. We have come in this process. So try to follow all these things, then you will have diksha. I know so many disciples, they take initiation from Gurudev, bona fide Gurudev. Then why they go down? Actually they don't try to follow the processes. They think that we have received diksha, but actually that is not diksha, external diksha. Try to have real internal diksha, and it may take some days, some years for this, for transcendental knowledge. And if you are not taking all these things, then you will be weak. Being brahmachari for 10, 20, 15 years, and you will again go to, again same mice.
Purna Mushika Bhava.
Purna Mushika Bhava. You know this mice?
Mouse.
Mouse. Don't be mouse. Try to go up. So, this is admitting in class, like. You are all in this class. Don't think that we have awfully initiated. You are still in class. And when it is perfect, oh, then very good devotee. Then no fear to fall and to be weak. So try to follow all these things. Now we are giving class for diksha, that you should follow all these things. Ajnana-timirandhasya jnananjana-salakaya chakshur-unamilitam-jena tasmai sri-gurave vancha-kalpataruvyascha kripa-sindhubhyevacha patitanam pamanebhyo vaisnavibhyo namo mahabhadanyaya Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya namne Gaurastive Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Sadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tarabhaktaya Namo Yam Prabhrajantam Anupetam Apeta Krityam Dvaipayano Virahaka Tarya Juhava Putreti Tanmaitaya Sarvo Vinedu Tam Sarva Bhutaridayam Tavai Vasmi Tavai Vasmi Najimami Tvayavina Iti Vigyai Radhe Tanmaham Bhaktyabihina Yaparada Lakshyai Shiptarsya Kamaditaram Kripamayin Svam Saranam Prapanna Vinde Numaste Charanam. So Srimad Bhagavatam, Dasama Skanda, 38th chapter. Now Krishna has finished his pastimes in Braja. When he killed Keshi and Brahmasur, Narada came and prayed. That is, you should remember that you will have to do so many things. Now we are very much churned in Vrindavan Leela pastime. And you have forgotten that your Mathura father and mother are in the jail of Kans. And Kans was making so much nonsense and problem, always insulting, crushing with his boards. And after that, you know that you had promised to marry with 16,108 devotees in Dwarka. You will have to save and protect Pandavas also. They are big problem. And they are Sharanagat to you. Duryodhana is making so many problems. Problems and problems. He has taken his kingdom. They have been driven to
forest.
So, also you will have to. Oh, you have promised that you will have to finish all the demons. There are so many demons now. Those who were killed in Ram Leela in Lanka, all have come like Kshatriya kings. And they are so much burden to this earth. Also, there are so many things. So, you should remember this. Only not be involved in Vrindavan. Krishna told, oh, you have remembered. Remind me. And now you can go. Everything will go off. Then Krishna decided something. Here, one day, he was in Prem Sarovar between Nandagaon and Barsana. Do you remember? Prem Sarovar. One day Radha and Krishna, with all the gopis, they were sitting on the bank of very beautiful Prem Sarovar. Oh, the scenery was so high class of beautiful. All kinds of flowers were in bosom. And cuckoo birds were singing. So many peacocks dancing there. Surrounding by lakhs and lakhs Kamdhenu cows. And there, in their council, Lalita Vishakha, all the Ashtasakhi, especially Nandi Mukhi, Vrindadevi, Dhanishta, and so many prominent Sakhis were there. Srimati Radhika was in the lap of Krishna, being like one. Krishna has given his hands, and Radhika also like that. And a bamboo became. And he thought that the lotus feet of Radhika is actually a lotus, very fragrant sweet. And he was coming to taste some honey from that lotus. and he was doing hemming and wanted to enter in that lotus. Radhika feared, so soft, so feared, and do like this. Madhumangala at once came from anywhere with a bamboo stick, and he was doing like this, and he drove away that bamboo way very far away, and he returned and told, "I've driven this bamboo Madhusudan, and he will never come again. So don't fear." And hearing Srimati Radhika, the name of Madhusudan has so many meanings. One name of Krishna. Why Madhusudan? The love of gopis are madhu like honey, and Krishna testing it. So it is Madhusudan. Another meaning of Madhusudan is that madhu, one worldly desires,
attachment
to all these things. The lust of wife, husband, children, and all like this. This is like honey. But Krishna can cut off all this. So he is Madhusudan. Sudan means to cut away. If he will do Madhusudan, he will cut all things, all bad desires, attachment. So he is Madhusudan. And he always takes and tests the honey of the gopis' love and affection. So he is Madhusudan. Also so many meanings, but prominent too. So Madhumangal came and told that, I've driven out this Madhusudan forever. He will never return. And just Srimati Radhika heard this and became unhappy. And he thought, Madhusudan has gone. He was in the lap of Krishna. But now he was so much weeping. Where Krishna Madhusudan has gone? He will never come. Then how can I live? Then I will die. Without Madhusudan I cannot live. And she forget herself. And she forget that I am in the lap of Krishna. And weeping, and she becomes senseless, totally. Krishna saw very strange thing. She is in my lap, and she has forgotten everything. What is this? Premaj Vaichitya, and more than this, Dibyonmad, and more this, Madan Mood. In meeting, she feels separation. It is only for Radhika, not for anyone, even not for Lalita Vishakha, but to tell Chandravali, highest class of. In meeting, separation also, fullest separation. And fullest meeting, but forgetting everything, very high class. Krishna is saying that if Srimati Radhika is nearer to me, that where is Krishna? For future separation, she becomes senseless. I cannot help. But if I am not here, then going deep in separation mood, and she remembers Krishna and see that, this tamal is Krishna. Not thinking that this tamal, but we are thinking like tamal. But she used to think that, Krishna is here. He makes his dresses very textringar and he speaks with him, where you are? And then he does man to Krishna, even in man, in separation also man. Very essential thing. And now she is weeping. So what to do? How to console? I cannot console. This is a very big problem for me. Whenever I come and be with Radhika, for future separation she becomes like so. I cannot have. And if I am not here, then feeling some separation, and he goes in deep in separation, and he sees that, oh, clouds are there. Then, oh clouds, like, oh Krishna, don't come to me. For clouds. No? So she struggles with her, what?
Braid.
That they are black. So always like this. In separation something. She can sleep. She can do anything. Some happiness. But in meeting, always so much high class of separation mood. So Krishna is thinking what to do. So I must be some far away. Otherwise, they will be always unhappy. That is why he is thinking, oh, I should be some far away. To give some relief to them. And if I am here, always they will feel separation. Always weeping, always senseless, always weeping. That is the thought, that I should be out of pressure. Otherwise I cannot help them. There will more feeling separation. You cannot realize these things. Only you should hear something. You can hear something. So Krishna decided that I should come in dream. I should come in manifestation. Like in other way I should come, but not directly. If I will directly come, then they will be unhappy. Their stage is so high of Madan and Modan, more than Rudha Deru. So, to pacify gopis, he decided this, that I should be higher one. And that is why he is not again coming. If coming, then how it becomes? If any, there is cut, and if you are giving some lemon on this cutting, how it becomes? More. If you practice love and affection like this in high class of just, you can realize something. And then you will so be attached in pastimes of Krishna, you will realize, and then nothing this to this worldly thing. Nothing. No problem at all. Always happy. And when you see Srimad Bhagavatam, any of page you will sing so deep. So now Krishna is thinking, I will have to make something. If I am here, then I am giving so much problem for gopi. They will be unhappy more. So he was thinking how to do. In the meantime, Kamsa was thinking how to kill Krishna and Baldev. He made so many plans. But all plans were in hell. And they were killed. At last he called Akrur. Akrur was his like uncle. And he told that, oh, you are a qualified person. I know that you have so much attachment to me. And you have also some relation to Krishna and Baldev. So I think that you should help me. I'm going to arrange an arena here near Rangeshwar temple. And there we will make so many interesting wrestling and all so many things. And then Krishna Baldev will come and will surround him. And all they will kill him, Krishna. So go at once. Akrur was Parambhakta. He has faith in Krishna, that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has come to kill Kamsa and all demons. He became very happy. I must go there and I will see Krishna. Will he remember me like any servant? Then I will be so fortunate. And thinking that anyhow, Kamsa has given me fortune to go to Krishna. I will take darshan of Krishna and I will pray something. And that he went there. But what is in the root of all these things? Krishna Vish. Yogamaya came and gave this thought fair in the mind of Kans and also in Kakru. So Krishna plan was there. Now he is making something, arrangement to go some far away from Vrindavan to pacify gopis. Then Akrur came in a golden chariot. Krishna, Kans gave him his own chariot. Here Vasudeva Devaki and Maharaj Ugrasen were put in jail. Very thick chains they were painted so that they can, and very strong cords were there. And he wanted that when Krishna will come here and Baldev, we will call all devotees also, Nanda, Vasudev, Devaki, Ugrasen, and in front of them we will kill Krishna. They will see that I am conscious. I can kill. And then they will feel separation and they will be killed themselves. So planning this, Akrur went there. And he met with Krishna and Baldev. In the way he saw the footprints of Krishna. If you have gone to Nandagaon, there is a Charan Pahadi. Still having the footprints of Krishna. Very beautiful. He saw that left and left footprints were in the dust of Braja near Nandagaon. Krishna always going with cowherd, empty feet, and feet have fell down on the lotus feet of Krishna. And he was praying, his heart was melting. Tears coming, hair standing. And he prayed for many things. It is written in Srimad Bhagavatam. He was very high class of Vaishnava, of Darsya Rasa. Then he met with Krishna and Baldev and told secretly, do you know that you are son of Devaki and Vasudev? Now they are in jail. And this demon Kans is torturing them. Only for you, no reason other. That they have sent you to Gokul. And that is why they are torturing. Then they became more serious. Oh, for me? I must go there and then return back. So he made up his mind and he told to father Nanda Baba agreed. There were some arguments, logics that Krishna should go there, otherwise Kans will be torturer to also to Nanda and Yashoda and all Vrajavasis. So by fear they were agreed. In the meantime, in the morning, in the evening, same evening, it was declared everywhere on drum that tomorrow Nand Baba and other gopis with some friends of Krishna, they will take Baldev and Krishna. They will go to Mathura And that they will see the arena, the fighting of
wrestling.
And then they will return back. It was all were like happy, like friends were happy that we are also going and we will see new things. Nand Baba, oh, he was not in fear because I am going with Krishna and Baldev and I will bring them again. All the gopis were like this. They were not lamenting or feeling separation. Yashoda Maiya, Nand Baba told that you should be first, without any fear. First. Nirbhay ka kya hota angreji? That ye bhi nahi hota. Koi appropriate word. You should be nirbhay. Don't fear. Oh, I'm going and I will again bring them. Nothing to fear. Yashoda thought that, oh, he is going with them. So he may say, well, return. But gopis, who gopis? The beloved of Krishna. They were thinking in other mood. They were abusing Brahma, creator. What they are telling? He is very cruel. Krishna is so sweet. And anyhow, this creator made a chance to meet Krishna. And just we are going to meet, but he is so cruel that he took that fortune. And again he made separation. At once, we are going to taste that sweetness. But at once, he took it. He is not qualified to make this world. All the beauties of the whole world, three worlds, he took and made the beautiful body of Krishna. So how looking? Everything so three-folded, some holes in here, no? Beautiful holes, smiling so beautiful like arrows. His everything is crooked. His words are also having sweetness crooked. His looking crooked. It penetrates in the hearts of those who are looking out. So we have chance. But this cruel creator, like a baby boy, they make from dhool se. Dust. Any friend, like, oh, this is my royal palace. And again they
destroy.
So Brahma is like that. He gets chance to meet Krishna. He gave all the sweetness and beauties of whole three worlds in Krishna. But at once when we met and at once he quickly take this fortune. So he is very cruel. Oh, this cruel has come here in shape, that Vidhata. Who Vidhata? Who created this beauty and get this chance? Now he has come in the shape of? He is actually crude. Crude means?
Cruel.
But he has taken the name of? Or crude. That I am not crude. But actually, very crude. They are weeping, not hearing that we are laughing now, but not. They are telling all these things from their hearts, feeling separation. Oh, he has come here and we were testing, we are going to test, like if any dish, very beautiful, tasteful dish comes, and we were going to take it. But in the meantime, anyone came and took. Monkeys from Vrindavan came and took at once and went on tree. And you are looking, what happened? So this cruel Nistura Akru came and he took Krishna, our beloved. How can we live? We can leave. We cannot live. They became like a fish out of water. Are you in this space? We are not. So Krishna is very far away from us. From them, Krishna is there, always with them.